The Venetian painter Bernardo Bellotto was Canaletto's nephew on his mother's side, as well as his pupil until the middle of the 1730s. He made his first trip to Rome in 1742 with two stopovers on the way in Tuscany, in search of a new way of thinking about his art. Although the assimilation of Canaletto's techniques are evident in the works of his early Venetian period, the distinctive features of Bellotto's style can already be recognized, characterized by cold, greenish colors, with a dramatic, almost gloomy chiaroscuro, featuring deep shadows that do not appear to reflect reality. It was during his first visit to Dresden in 1747, however, that Bellotto's style found its full expression, increasing the perspective breadth in his landscapes. The reason Bellotto was called to the service of the King of Poland and Elector of Saxony Augustus III remains unclear, even though Venetian artists were particularly popular at that time in the Saxon court. Relations with the artist are documented from 1740, and as soon as he was appointed court painter, Bellotto dedicated himself to his first views of the new royal city, showing the Dresden of the House of Wettin, a renowned Western cultural hub and the capital of European porcelain since 1709. Due to the Seven Years' War and the consequent transfer of the Saxon court to Warsaw in 1756, the artist was forced to seek his fortune elsewhere. He returned to Dresden in 1762 and, appointed teacher of perspective at the newly established Academy of Fine Arts, he created vedute dedicated to the rubble of the city, partially destroyed by the Prussians. In 1766, he obtained a permit to travel to the court of St. Petersburg in search of better opportunities. On reaching Warsaw, seeking a recommendation from the court of the new sovereign Stanislav August, he was appointed court painter the following year. This led to the last great series of vedute of his life, with bright, almost enameled colors, a vital point of reference for the city's reconstruction after the Second World War.